Colonel Ron Smith, Reel 2. We were talking about your time with the boys' battery at Woolwich. How did you get on with the other boys? We've talked about where they came from, but how did you get on with, you know, your fellow boys? Was sport important? How did you do? Because you'd played all those games. Which instruments? Now, do you remember how the director worked? Could you just tell us, or? Then I mean more, yeah. And the dial sight, could you just go through that, how it... You didn't have it attached to a gun at the time. Was it attached to a gun at the time, the dial sight? No. So what was it you were learning there?
We were learning, I think, mainly the basics, setting them up. And setting them up and
So you would learn how to set up the dial sight without actually any real military coach, but it was just how to set it up. Now, just looking at some other elements, I forgot to ask about, but food, army. It's your first experience of army food, I presume. What was the food like? What meals would you get? What sort of things were you getting day after day? Thank you. Was the quality of the food you were given and the quantity, were they all right? And you could have more if you.
But I don't think one looks
It was the monotony rather than anything else that was a problem. What about the canteen? What would you go to the canteen? What did the food could you buy there, and what sort of other things did it offer you?
Generally speaking, there are no other possibilities of the city.
Well, canteen sort of leads on to pay. What sort of, how much pay did you get? Was it adequate for you?
I started off with a shilling a day. It's $97. We got paid, in fact, for half the time, which was amazing. So, that's a cover. Then we closed the season. When we got that,
that would you have? I mean, when you were there, would you have enough money to go to the canteen much? I mean, it sounds.
No, I don't think so.
Well, let's talk about that then. That the kit inspections and things. What about them? Now, what was that like? The barrack room inspection. I think we're lucky. How far did it go? Because the army can go quite a way with spit and polish.